Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at honoratsunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio is our guinea pig with our new board. He has dared to come down here and be on our air with the new board here. It's Mr. Anthony Rosano. Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Do you sound okay? Can you hear everything?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad that you cleared up the guinea pig with the board thing, because since COVID I put on a few pounds and I'm Italian, so I didn't know what the original reference was. I was like, whoa, dude, take it easy. Take it easy, bro. Yeah, great to see you too, Hunter.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time here. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I'm going to play a song that my band put out right when things were like just starting to open up. I was out, did what every responsible person with a mortgage and two kids would do, and went out and bought a motorcycle so I could social distance.
Of course, everyone does that.
You know what I mean? Like, I just was like, I got to
go out and buy a motorcycle.
Yeah, and one of the guys that I ride with, he's I'm going on 9 years sober myself, and he's a little further ahead than I am.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we were out riding, took a break, you know, pulled over, and we were just talking. And we were talking about how, you know, when you're on a motorcycle, you're thinking about everything and nothing at once. You know, like you gotta be very aware.
It's kind of like a movie we were watching last night. And, I don't think it was called that.
So anyway, he was just telling me about how riding a motorcycle really helps him with his sobriety. And okay. And when I got home that evening, I grabbed an acoustic guitar and wrote this.
Okay, here's Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Lost myself in Blacksburg, eastward toward the sea. Traded off who I was for who I was supposed to be. Twisting on this throttle, holding on for my dear life. Since I traded in that bottle for two kids and a wife. I never thought a chain be the thing that sets me free. 500 miles of blacktop and a smell of gasoline. Keeping it wide open and throwing caution to the breeze. Oh, I never thought a chain be the thing that sets me free. Better than I was before. Right out after the sun sets, let the darkness be my guide. Oh, I'll forget my regrets, worn out by your side. I never thought this chain will be the thing that sets me free. 500 miles of blacktop and a smell of gasoline. Keeping it wide open and throwing caution to the breeze. Oh, I never thought this chain would be the thing that sets me free. No, I never thought this chain would be the thing that sets me free.
Yes. Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise. That was fine. And I'll tell you what, the board seems to be working just great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Seems like
it's good.
Yeah. So what's been going on in Anthony land?
Well, I got my PhD in molecular biology, and I can't even say it, but I know about molecular biology now. Nothing, man. We've been gigging. We got a record coming out. You know, Kyle and Jake and I went down to Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and recorded a record with Tab Benoit for his label Whiskey Bayou.
Yeah, I saw you're going to be touring with him. Is
yeah,
that true?
We're touring. We're starting in June. We're going to go out for the summer with Tab, and open a bunch of shows, which is cool. He's very gracious. He's going to take us out. And
when you go out with Tab, where do you go?
Like usually music venues, that's what you do. Like you go, you know, you play music venues, you know, like places people congregate to listen to music. That's where we go. Hopefully, you know what I mean? I think there's an Arby's
out in the middle of a desert somewhere.
Yeah, I think we're playing
maybe
like
on top of a mountaintop.
We're playing an Arby's grand opening, and we've got there's a PC Richard. We're going to play one. No, we're starting in Kansas City area, you know, starting out there, and then we're doing up around now. I'm not supposed to talk about the dates yet. You know,
okay.
I mean, all this record company business is very, you know, we'll tell you when
they're very hush hush.
Yeah, we'll tell you when you can talk about it. But so I really can't talk about it, but I can talk about it a little bit. I could be we're starting in the Midwest and then heading through the Northeast.
Oh, wow.
And then I know we'll be back. A few shows are announced. There's a few shows that are already announced online. So if you're – I had a couple of people that, like, hit me up and they said, hey, we bought tickets to your show in Pennsylvania. And I didn't even know it was out yet. Like, so I was like, oh, sweet. But so anyway, the show in – you know, we're playing Pennsylvania. We get to go back to Long Island. I get to play in Westbury.
Oh, right. That's kind of home for you, right?
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, here is home now.
Yeah.
I've lived here longer than
– But I mean, like, originally.
Originally, yeah. That's where I'm from is Long Island.
By the way, we have this up on Facebook, a video up on Facebook Live. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends and watch Anthony here this morning as well as hear him on the radio. So anything new with this record that you tried to do that you weren't able to do with the last record?
Well, no. I mean, we generally, the way we record or the way I like to do it is it's live. Like we play like a band in a room. That's what we do. You know, I talked to Tab before we went down there about doing this record, and he held me to task with that. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm in the same – there's no isolation, like, very little. Like, I'm in the same room with the drums. Yeah, like, singing and, you know.
So it's just kind of live.
It's 100% live, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's no overdubs. There's no – you know what I mean?
It's
we went to tape. You know, everything went to tape like they used to do in the old days. So you were committed to – you know, you got to make choices – on what you're going to play and what you're going to do, and you know, whatever, it's warts and all. It's you know what I mean. But I'm proud of it for. It sounds great to me. It sounds like, you know, one of the ways they described it, the record company was like, man, this sounds like a throwback to, like, you know, Grand Funk and James Gang.
So it's recorded on analog as opposed to digital.
It's recorded digital, but basically think of it as you're using the computer as a big tape machine.
Uh-huh.
And then you go out from the computer into a reel-to-reel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all, so you get that, you get, you kind of get the best of both. You know, you get the, I mean, honestly, recording digital is easy. It's a lot easier to do. There's a lot less mechanical failure and that sort of thing that you have to worry about. But you get the benefit of, you know, you tape saturation and go on a tape. And also, you know, if you make a mistake, it's there forever.
Oh, wow.
And you have to live with that. And that's just, you know, but that's, you know, it's an honest, it's a very honest record. And we had to really, you know, put ourselves into the moment every time we were doing a song, you know.
Wow. You didn't have a whole lot of time, it sounds like.
Well, we had a week. We were down there for a week. But honestly, like, we got there the first night. And we set up, and we did a little, you know, we did a little tracking, like just checking stuff out, and nothing was a keeper. And then the second day, we is when we did the record pretty much. And interestingly enough, you know, I brought my Firebird, I brought a Worth guitar, a guy in Norfolk who makes guitars, made me a guitar, and I brought a Tele that a guy named Mike Reese built me, and you know. The Telly and the Worth are on the record. I think the Telly's on a song called Rosalita, and I believe the Worth is on a song called What Kind of Fool. But okay. The rest of the record was done with the Firebird, and then it was Johnny Winter's birthday, which is, that's the whole reason why I bought the Firebird. I always wanted a Firebird, was to be like Johnny Winter. So it just turned out that that's the day. We tracked 11 tunes. Excuse me, we tracked 10 tunes the first day.
All original, right?
All original, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then the second day, we did another one in the morning. You know, Tab's a funny cat. He'll keep you up. We were up till like 4 o'clock in the morning every night.
Of course.
You know,
that's what you do during recording of albums, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real super fun. Cause I don't drink. So, you know,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Hanging out with everybody having beers and I'm drinking, you know,
you're drinking coffee,
cranberry juice and coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, no, but it was fun. It was a great time. It was a good hang. So then, yeah, the second day, Wednesday, we did a couple things in the morning. Tab got like 45 pounds of crawfish and he did a boil and
of
we
course.
Hung out and yeah, did, you know, totally filled our bellies. and then we started tracking again a little after dinner time. And really what ended up being used is everything we did on the first day. We didn't, you know, they just had a vibe about them and it was, you know, there was an energy and a, yeah, they were just better takes, you know. I mean, they might not be technically better takes.
Yeah.
But there's just some kind of magic when you roll tape and you're playing live that happens. That's, you know.
Yeah. We're talking with Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. Do you have one of the songs that you would like to roll out here on the broadcast?
Or sure.
Are you staying away from your new stuff?
Well, I'm not staying. We've been playing it, you know what I mean? We've been playing live, but and some of them, you know, we were playing live before we went down there. So yeah, I'll do one of them for. Actually, I did one of them on your show. It's on your CD. That song got me shook.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's gonna be on the new record, but a band version.
Oh
like
yeah,
a loud.
I really like that song.
Thank you so much.
And you kind of wrote that song after hearing your daughter on the telephone using that phrase.
Yeah, I heard her use that phrase, and I was like, I didn't know what it was. And then when she, you know, first I was like, are you on the marijuana? What does that mean? What is shook? Because I remember we used to say shake, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I wrote that song, and she explained to me what it meant, and. Now I just made myself look really old on radio, or sound really old on radio.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I hadn't heard of it either until you you put it in a song.
Like, look at this fossil. Yeah, way to go, fossil. Let's hear your new song.
But the phrase makes sense, you know? It does kind of make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wrote that. But now that we talked about that song, and I'm going to play a different song. So,
yes, that's
fine. Sorry, yeah.
That's fine.
This is the first song that was written, I think, the first song that was written for the record.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
All right, here is Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, I'm so damn tired. Tired of chasing your taillights, while this broken heart of mine tries to reach. between your lies. It all keeps on adding up. Honey, I had enough of being your good time. Feeling lost and confused. So good, I don't wanna put up no fight. It keeps on adding up. Honey, I had enough of being your good time. If it's real, let me know. Maybe, babe, we could just let it go. Say goodbye.
Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise. New album coming out. Do you have a any name for this album yet? Have you decide what you're going to call it?
Yeah, the name of the album is it's going to be called Cheat the Devil.
Oh, hold on.
Oh,
I'm getting used to this little mixer thing we have over here.
Why are you trying to suppress my voice?
No, I wasn't trying to suppress your voice.
You asked me, is it because I said devil?
No.
The name of the record is Cheat the Devil. That's the name of the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is another song. You know, ironically, sometimes when you make records, you put the record as the name of a song that's on the record.
Oh.
I don't know if you noticed that or not. I just noticed that a lot of people, you know, a lot of famous people, they do that.
Yes, I noticed
They put a song on a record with the same name.
Yeah. So you're also going to be playing around here during the summer. Do you have any dates you'd like to shout out to people?
Would I?
Oh, wait a second. You just took out a scroll.
Hold on. Yeah. No. Yeah, We tend to play a bit.
Yes, you do. You play all over the place.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting about you when you go to see you? You don't quite know what you're going to get.
Well, because it's the same. Like, that's how we approach the recording. You know what I mean? We improvise so much. Even at a point, I was telling somebody last, you know, we played at Scandals Live last night with Lucky 757. I don't know if you guys, if you're listening out there and you're not familiar with Lucky 757, they're an amazing rockabilly band. Great guys, great players. You know, so they played, we played, and then we did like the super band thing where we put both bands together.
Oh, wow.
And did some stuff. And, you know, The caliber of players that I get to surround myself with are such that creatively I don't like to like make plans or do stuff like that, or like, you know, we didn't know what we were going to all do together. You got, you know, seven guys on stage that have never played together before, and it's like, okay, we're going to do this, you know. but they're great. They're all great players, so it works out, and you get this energy. You know what I mean? Like you're going into uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And that's what we like to do when we play live too. You know, with me and the Conquerors.
I guess you kind of throw it to each musician and let them do what they.
You kind of do, but you know, I'm learning that some of the. I mean, it is my development. What I'm going for as a musician is more musical moments and not look at me moments. So I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you know, it's way hipper when you play something simple, and the percussion section goes off to back up what you're doing.
Sure,
you know what I mean? It's just way hipper and that sort of thing. And that's the type of people that I like playing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway. That's sort of what happened. It was like some magic stuff that happened last night, you know. But we do that, you know. I do that the same with the Conquerors, you know. We do the same thing. We were just the whole thing I went into that was because we were talking backstage and I was talking to Sam, the bass player, uh-huh. and we were talking about rehearsal, like band rehearsal. And basically, when the Conquerors and I get together to rehearse, what it really turns into. Is we make fun of each other. We get a loose thing of a song of like, okay, this is where verse chorus sections are.
Uh-huh.
You know, we may play it one or two times, but that's it. And then we're like, okay, well, we'll just do that this weekend. You know what I mean? Like you just have it down and we'll do it this weekend. And then we do, or we've even, you know, texted each other on the way to a show and be like, oh, I just heard this. We should do this tonight.
Wow.
You know, like we, and then we just do it. We just, you know, we just do it. And sometimes, you know, I'm not gonna lie, there's maybe train wrecking moments, but you know, that's fun to watch too. You know what I mean? It's fun to the recovery is fun to watch. So
you were about to tell us some of these dates.
Oh yeah, sorry, I got sidetracked.
Yeah, we got sidetracked. Yeah. But that's okay.
This coming week, I got Bayville Country Club doing a solo thing, solo acoustic at Bay Haven Grill up in Yorktown. Winston's on Cedar Road on Friday, Saturday Beach Barracudas, and then Sunday we're doing this pork and pino thing.
Pork and pino?
Pork and pino, yeah.
That's like wine and ham.
And yeah, well, not wine and ham. We're in Virginia. It's wine and barbecue.
Oh,
wine and barbecue. So I play a Vintage Tavern out in Suffolk. It's great. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff. We got what do I got? Smithfield Brew Fest coming up in April. I've got the YSC is doing an oyster roast at Camp Pendleton. We're doing that.
Sounds like you guys are going to get pretty fat doing these gigs.
You know, I'm back on my ketogenic diet,
okay.
Which is why I thought you were making fun of me originally because. But yeah, go to the website, go to conquerors.com or follow us on Facebook. You can follow me. There's literally three. There's Anthony Rosano Music and Anthony Rosano and the Conquerors on Facebook. You can go there. You can find me on Instagram and
you're everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
You are everywhere.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Social Media.
Yeah. And ironically, I still have people that are like, I can never tell where you're playing. I'm like, do you know how much I post about where I'm playing? You know? It's like, here's a food pic. Oh, here's 25 things of where I'm playing.
And they go, you know? Who are you again?
Yeah, who are you again? Yeah.
What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Anthony Rosano here.
I'll do another one off the new record.
Okay.
Speaking of food, this is one about a sandwich shop.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm only kidding. It's really not. That was a joke. That's a joke in the studio.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad you told us.
This is actually a song that I wrote literally right before we went down there.
Okay.
I wanted to write something about it was like a sailor. You know, like a conquistador, you know, coming to the new world. And I read this thing where Christopher Columbus, part of his plan, he came the first time he came here, when he went back to Spain, he actually got a bunch of musicians from Spain because he was like, I don't want my guys getting into trouble, so I'm going to bring a bunch of musicians over. This is, you know, legit, this is a fact. So, you know, I'm going to bring a bunch of musicians over, and it'll keep these guys entertained so they won't get into trouble. And I mean, of course, we know that didn't really work out, you know. But But anyway, that's I was reading about that, and that's kind of where this song came from.
All right, here's Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Senorita, I wish I would have stayed. But woman's economy set sail on the open seas, and I pray you wait for my return. On my face, my senorita, how I long to be back in your arms and off this godless sea. We set sail under darkened skies, went astray through the stormy night. Lost our course to the westerlies. Oh, Rosalita, say a prayer for me. Say a prayer for me.
Yeah, I almost didn't turn up my mic. Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, I'm really happy you were able to come down here today.
Thank you, me too, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't spend yourself so much last night that you couldn't play here this morning.
I don't think I'm, well, knock on wood. I don't usually do that. Oh. I don't usually do that, but.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And the name of the album again that's coming out?
I guess Cheat the towards, Devil.
Of course, it's towards late May it'll be out, you think?
I mean, it was supposed to be out in April. It was supposed to be out a couple months ago. And now, you know, things seem. The way that supply chain issues with getting CDs, and we're trying to do vinyl and that kind of thing. So it's taking a little longer. Yeah. It probably May, June, I'm thinking now.
Okay. All right.
I don't have control over it, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
the good thing is we've already got half the next record written and done.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
So we might be putting two out in the same
year. You are always working.
Yeah, man.
Well, I wish you the best with the record, and thank you so much for coming down here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Hunter, and best of luck with your new mixer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You haven't broken it, so yeah. I think we're okay. I think we're okay. Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise.